You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
How many copies of the paper for the hookup?
Trailer.
Don, this is sport. I hope you've got some.
Well, I was on a run with ideas this day. We haven't mentioned one. I
hope you say that you don't bring them up.
Oh, what do you think that page is? Scotch Miss.
Talk to them.
How can you talk when he's on a roll?
Go.
Don, this is sport.
This is Don's segment. This is Don's segment.
Yeah, no, it's not, because he's got a page
this
full
of
shit
do.
Himself.
This is what you do.
No, Don.
No, I do not.
You show
do
the same
Don.
Page. From, you've been showing that page for 2 years.
That, what do you think that, Don. That is? Scotch Miss too?
What does that mean, Don. That expression? My mum used to say that.
Don.
Go and talk. Is she still alive?
Yeah.
Okay, go and talk. She might explain it to you.
He doesn't care about movies.
Don, you made an extraordinary statement just before we get on to sport. You said Shane Patton has red hair and he's dyed.
No, I didn't say that. I asked the question, does he dye his hair?
And then you
said he was a Fanta.
What?
Then you said he was a Fanta.
A Fanta what?
Pants.
What are you... And talk English. What's Fanta pants mean?
The curtains don't match the carpets.
Yeah, and he's got what red hair, Don.
Well, there's got to be something wrong if you've got to dye your hair. If you're a male...
Then you made an unceremonial attack on me, saying, well, if you've got to change your appearance and dye your hair... And you're
and have a facelift, he said.
Yeah, and have a facelift.
Well, I did not say... You're doing a bit of theatre here.
Why did you say that?
You
said, have I dyed... I said, don't you talk, Don. You were, I dyed my hair, I had a facelift.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and you were looking directly at me.
You had a facelift.
Has he?
Oh, Don, please. I've had a little bit of...
Botox?
Regenerative surgery.
What happens when you cry now, Sam?
He pisses himself.
Thank you, Don.
No,
Warwick Capper, he said, when I cry, I've had that many facelifts, when I cry, the tears roll down my back. And that's Warwick Capper's favourite line. Don, it's well documented I had a little bit of surgery after I got...
Little bit?
Oh, Rocket, please. After I got punched in the face by...
that's just reconstructive surgery. Your
that's
face
what I said.
Mess,
that's called a facelift.
No, Benjamin Button over here. Reconstructed, if you...
Anyhow, you looked straight at me and said, oh, if you've got to dye your hair, I haven't dyed my hair. You haven't got any hair.
Hang on. Sam had a dash at a bird in a kebab shop this week. Right? This is a true story. He was in a kebab shop on his own.
Is this sport?
This is sort of sport.
Absolutely, this is sporting.
Hang on. Well, what about Anne Peacock? She'll be a bit jealous.
Oh, he'll have takes a running jump at a rolling donut, this bloke.
What? Takes a what?
Nothing.
A rolling donut?
It takes a running jump.
Was that directed at me?
Yeah.
I have a running jump at a donut.
Rolling donut.
What? To see if I can stick my dick in its hole. So what are you talking about?
No, well, I'm just saying, he was at a kebab shop.
Rolling donut.
Old Benjamin Button here was in a kebab shop. Was in a kebab shop on Brunswick Street. Went in. Started chatting up a bird who was 31.
Well,
it's all right.
I'm happy for you to have this conversation. Please don't...
And she thought he was...
hyperbole.
She said, how old are you? And he said, I'm 75. She didn't believe him. She thought he was taking the piss and she got offended. She goes, well, you're not going to tell me the truth. You can bugger off.
That's true.
She thought you're younger or older.
You can't be older than 75.
So yes, you can. You can be 87 like Kamal.
Why don't we? I tell you what, Don. Why don't we give Mrs. Kamal a ring? What's her name? Sidora. And we'll see if the best. I'll see if I can woo her, and you can see if you can woo her. I bet you I'll get further than you.
Like an old age perfect match for Greg Evans in.
She might love to run her fingers through your hat, seeing as you've got no hair.
Stop being unkind.
Don. So that's true. I'm in this kebab shop, and I can mention her name.
No,
you can't.
Don't get surname.
Rachel, her name was.
Yeah.
She's a very nice woman, and she was there on a. She just finished a date. She'd been out. This was at 8:30 at night, and I said, "What did you go out with the bloke, or did the first time you've met him?" She said, "No, it was a girl." And I said, "Oh, so you."
She's just been out on a date with a girl.
What part of that don't you understand? She'd been out on a date that she got off, what's it called, Twitter? No, Grindr?
T- Tinder.
Tinder. She got off Tinder. She hooked up with this girl off Tinder. And because she went out with a girl. She said it's far better to go out with girls. They're far better to go out with than men. Mind you, she goes out with males as well, but she finds going out with girls, women, a lot better than men because they're what?
They scissor.
They scissor. They what? I don't know what that means either. But they said the sex, she said the sex is better with girls, if you're a girl, because they know... They have the zones and if you go out with a girl, they know where all the right zones are, Don. I don't think you've ever been into a zone. Have you on a woman, ever? Have you ever explored the zones?
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it.
Well, I'm just telling you the conversation I had in a kebab shop.
You had this conversation in a kebab shop?
Yes, and she'd just finished the date at 8:30. I said,
so what about the rest of the customers? Are you the only two in there?
We were. And
must be a fantastic kebab shop.
Which kebab shop was it?
Oh.
And was it any good?
No, the kebab was ordinary. The conversation was far better than the kebab.
How long did you stay there for?
Well, I stayed...
How long did the conversation go for?
About three quarters of an hour. Because I was fascinated by it. She said...
And no other customers came into the kebab shop in that three quarters...
Well, we were sitting at a table.
I knew he was in there.
Oh, you're at a table. She wasn't serving.
She was a customer.
She's just been on a date, Don.
How did you strike up a conversation in a kebab shop with a strain? Because she came up and said, I bet your foot.
Yes, she said, what's happened to your foot? And I said, I've had it operated on. And she said, oh, how did it happen? And I said, oh, it's an old sporting injury. What sport did you play? And then that started, she had no idea who I was, not that she should know who I was. And I said, what have you been doing? She said, I've just been on a date. I said, what's 8:30? How did that go? And then I said, what, didn't you get on very well with the bloke? She said, it was a girl. She said, and I got her, I get... two or three dates a week off the, what's it called?
Tinder.
And I said, just women? She said, no, I go out with men, males as well. I said, but I find the women, females, better to go out with than the men. They're better at sex because they push all the right buttons, so to speak, Don. I said, well, that's fascinating. She said to me, was I straight? And I said...
Now, hang on, you straight?
She said, was I straight?
Oh, I see.
Meaning, do I go out with men and women? I said, no, I'm straight.
We're not straight,
mate. Now, well, Don doesn't seem to know anything about this conversation. And I had a very interesting chat with her. She's very nice. And I said, how old are you? And she said, I'm 32. And she said, how old are you? I said, I'm 75. And she said, no, seriously, how old are you? Because she thought I looked...
This is the favourite bit of the story.
Thought I looked a lot younger, Don. And I said, no, I'm 75. She said, all right, if you don't want to be honest with me or tell me. I said, I told you how old I was. I said, all right, well, how old would you like me to be? She said, well, you're about 60 or 61. I said, right, so I'm 61. All things being equal, Rachel, I'd ask you out. And she said, would you? I said, yes. I was just going along, playing the game. And I said, and she said, what would you ask me out for? Which was a reasonable question because she...
Well, you'd like company.
She'd probably just think I want to have sex with her or something.
No, she'd like company.
She would probably think, I would ask her out because I want to have sex. I said, well, days gone by that might have been a reason, Rachel, but I'm... I said, seeing as I'm 61, I've probably been through all that and I'd probably go out with you for another reason. And
which
she
was
said,
what?
To chat to her because I thought, and she said, wouldn't you want to? She said, actually, she said, wouldn't you want to fuck me? I said,
oh, mate.
That's what she said.
You have to say
that. This is an interesting conversation. She said, so you've done this in quarter. This
wouldn't
is a cold
you want
call,
to have sex
cold
with me?
Call in three quarters of an
wasn't
hour.
Wasn't a cold call. I was having a chat with a very interesting person.
Stuff in his face with kebab.
I hope you've got a phone number because at least you can't.
I didn't. She was not interested in me and I wasn't. I was just having a conversation with a very pleasant person.
Hey, listen,
it taught me a whole new thing about where the world's headed.
Okay, can I ask you where the world's headed because I am confused? Can you tell
me
what.
It's a sport, Don.
Just keep going.
Well, it's a form of sport, this. If you're a certain sex and you.
Certain sex?
Sorry. The two sexes. Say, I'll just use an example. A female.
Yeah, that's a sex.
Who poses as a man, dresses and has a man's name, but likes sex with a male. And Vicky Verka the other way. Mm. If you're a male and dress as a woman.
Dress, yes, cross-dresser.
And have a female name but like sex with women. Mm. What are you?
What is are you identifying as? Confused. Yeah, are you identifying as a male or just dressing as one?
I suppose you, if you're dressing and assumed a male's name,
you're identifying as a male,
but you still like sex
with blokes,
with
you're
guys.
You're gay.
Gay.
That's what they say. They say they're gay.
Ivan, who's just come over from the oil rigs or wherever
Caitlin
he works,
Jenner.
Is
Caitlin
sitting there.
Jenner,
yeah. Looking.
Hang on, Johnny. Now says she's a lesbian.
I don't think she says that.
Doesn't she?
I don't think she says she's a lesbian, does she?
I don't know. I thought she did. Yeah. Sure.
Because she now
identifies as a woman, right?
Yeah, but...
And she likes women. I'm sure I've seen her say that she's now a lesbian.
But you can't be a lesbian if you're actually...
Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner would be
if
like...
a biological male, you can't be a lesbian no matter what you call yourself.
If you identify as a woman.
But she can say I'm a lesbian, but in theory you're not really, are you?
Mate, just accept it, right?
I accept it.
They want acceptance as females, don't they? Because they change their name and their... mode of dress or persona or whatever. So
just let them be what they want to be.
What do you call it?
Lesbian, surely. And gay in the other
Do
the other
you
example.
Remember, Don, we interviewed a very nice friend of mine called Kirsty Miller. And she was a...
Police woman.
Christy?
Police officer.
She was a police officer at Goulburn Jail.
Kirsten. That's right.
Kirsty. Her name's Kirsty Miller. And she probably listens to this podcast every now and again, and I conversed with her. She was a man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you knew that, did you?
Yeah, I remember the interview now.
That's right. And she changed herself into a...
female.
A female. And actually had all the bits and pieces removed, yeah. I think. And she...
Removed.
And I said to her, I said, do you...
It's irrelevant.
Yes, it's irrelevant.
No, it isn't.
Oh, well...
If she...
I'm just
that's
saying
got
she...
nothing to do with how you identify.
No, it's not. She would tell you. I think she said she was a lesbian because she goes out with a...
Oh, maybe that's where I got the idea from.
Yes, she goes out with a girl. And I remember saying to you, how can you really say you're a lesbian? She's very happy to talk about it. I've heard her interviewed on the radio and she's a very nice person. And we actually interviewed her on the podcast. About all that stuff and she's got kids and all that. Anyhow, so Don, now finally, the Rocket has just told me just during the break that he... I'm not sure that I should mention this.
Well, then don't if you think that.
No, I'm not sure that
no,
I
should. Don't tell him anything if you haven't woken up to that yet.
No, Don, this is might be just an interesting point. Have you ever been spot tested for... Have you ever been spot tested for COVID? You know, what do you call it? You just in case you think you've got it. Have you ever been rapid tested?
No.
Well, how do you know? Wouldn't you every now and again go and get rapid tested if you're feeling off colour?
Why?
Well, the Rocket...
I did it for you this morning, Don.
Thank
what
you,
What are
Rocket.
You talking about?
That's right, he's about to
I was
to
at dinner
you.
On Monday night with a... When I say with a girl, I wasn't. It was a group of us.
Don't
qualify it.
What do you mean with a girl?
You're out chasing.
Was it a girl or wasn't it?
You're out chasing skirt.
Her husband was sitting next to her.
But was it her husband?
You're out chasing skirt, Rocket, are you?
There was a bunch of us.
No, hang on. Which way?
There was a bunch of us.
Bunch of us now.
Oh, yeah, grapes. Yeah.
And so one of the people, right, had been to a hen's night with a girl on the weekend who tested positive.
Listened on
right,
the side.
Yeah.
So she's now waiting on her result.
COVID. She's tested positive for
so
COVID.
So you've mixed who's with you these people. With?
Yes.
And then
why
morning,
have you come in here?
This
is what we're talking about.
Let people
about.
Finish their sentences, you imbecile.
That's right. You just jump in. You never let a sentence get finished.
So
on.
Then this morning, even though I'm far removed, like I haven't actually been around anyone with a positive result yet, but I might, I went and got a rapid test done this morning.
And it's okay. And he rang me and out of courtesy and said, do you think I should come in? He said, I'm only worried about Don because he's...
I did say
he's
that.
He's worried about you, Don. This is
I
the
don't mix with people in here, an idiot.
Was he worried hello? About that kiss and the hug he gave me this morning, eh?
Fucking kid.
Don.
This shits me.
Don, what? He was thinking of
people you. Are irresponsible. Why would you be going out with a group of people?
He didn't know. He didn't know that they. How? What?
Everybody
you
was vaccinated.
About?
You weren't allowed in if you weren't vaccinated.
Why would you go out? Oh, I just think it's so irresponsible.
Why would you go out with? So you don't know if anyone's got.
What
COVID.
Do you want me to do, stay at home all the time? You,
what, Don? What, Don?
What is your point, Don?
What? Stop huffing and puffing.
Use your words, Don.
Yes. Stop huffing and puffing. Make a statement.
I respect others, and I do not. Do that type of thing, mix with people because you may pick it up.
So your life now is you've just assigned your life to sitting at home with your horses.
Well, I think you've got to be responsible to others.
Not go out.
And yes.
So you're not going to go out at all for the rest of your life.
You're not going to mix with anyone.
Anyone
between no. now and next show.
Next
you
show.
Will not the next
no.
week.
No.
You won't contact anyone. You won't be giving yourself the jab. You won't be doing anything.
I've had the jab. What are you
no,
talking
No, the other jab.
No, yeah.
What jab?
Yeah, you're doing
oh, what
you weren't
jab?
Any sort of
oh,
well, fornication.
You're...
Well, hang on. Why is that okay? I'm not allowed to have dinner
this,
with someone.
Is this sport?
Well it is in your case.
So you're sitting in here with me and you're
well,
sitting
Well, I
here...
assume that you sit on your ass all day with your foot up, not going anywhere, but now
Well, I just told you...
You went to the kebab shop.
I just went to Bert Newton's funeral. There was 500 people there. Oh. I sat next to... I don't know if you know Anne Peacock. I sat next to her. If
you've
you know,
been to the kebab shop.
You're sitting next to Ivan here. He's come over from the oil rigs over in Western
he
Australia.
He looks like a carrier too.
Well, so the rocket out of courtesy said, do you think I should come in today? I've had a rapid test, but I'm worried that Don, because Don's pretty frail and he's...
No, because he's pathetic and only half vaccinated.
That's right.
Half vaccinated. I was told to come back on the 1st of December.
Well, you should have had your first
o'clock.
One months ago.
What?
You should have had your first one
well,
a year ago.
I had it before all this kerfuffle's on now.
And he said, you're pathetic. Did you hear him say that? You're no. pathetic because you've only had one vaccination.
Well, what a joke. At his age, you've had one.
Yeah, one.
Because
what a joke.
Because I was advised to wait 3 months. This is the whole thing. And also...
Don, you should have had your first one 12 months ago.
Yeah. Oh,
what? I...
what?
Because I wanted Pfizer.
Was. I
did
had
you get
Pfizer.
Pfizer? Yeah. I know. Where yeah. did you get your Pfizer?
I got it from a Pfizer man. Mr. Pfizer. He gave it to me. And when he gave it to me... This is before you were meant to have it, because we, you know, we were pushed down the back of the bus.
Why didn't you give me the bloke's name?
Because we
pushed down.
You
could be like that Mark Hobart out at Sunshine that's been deregistered. Is that where you went?
Careful with dropping names here. You got that right?
Well, a doctor. Did you see that on the news last week?
Is that the right name, though?
I think it is, isn't it? What are you sitting back looking at?
What was his name? I think he's the man I saw.
There's a bloke.
Really?
No, I'm not I'm sure.
Out in Sunshine.
He was out that way. Anyhow, this man came out with Pfizer, and I said, "How do I know?" I said, "How do I know that's Pfizer?" And he showed me
saline.
What
saline?
Oh, it could have been anything, but it had Pfizer. Had Pfizer written on
the
needle, on the what on the rectum?
Up the rectum.
Had it up the rectum. What would you put Pfizer up aught for? Is it go
well,
straight into your bloodstream?
You've had stuff go through your nose before. What's your rectum? There's no difference.
So if you get Pfizer jabbed into your aught, it goes into your bloodstream quicker, does it?
Shelving it.
People say if you... I've done that.
Don't you remember as a kid getting a jab in your bum?
They haven't said if you blow cocaine up your aort, it goes into your bloodstream.
That's in the Wolf of Wall Street.
The Wolf of Wall Street blew cocaine up his aort and used to run around the office with his underpants over his head just while it was kicking in. And then he'd get onto the quaaludes, whatever they are. You can stick them up your aort.
Like gerbils.
If you put quaaludes in gerbils and then put gerbils up your aort, I tell you what, the sky's the limit. You'll nail down everything that's got heart and lungs before they
realise
what...
the doctor's brother.
What? The what?
Ben Fordham's brother.
The doc's... Oh, you should just left
produced,
it with the doctor.
He produced the Wolf of Wall Street movie.
Did he?
Hmm. He manages Jordan Belfort.
Yeah. What? What? That was extraordinary.
Maybe we should try to get him on.
Jordan, the Belfort. Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, well, it would be good. I'd like the Wolf of Wall. Would you? You probably.
Leo
would.
DiCaprio, wasn't it?
Yeah. No.
Well, I don't think we get Leo on.
Why not?
All right.
He hasn't got a job
well,
at
you
the
should
moment.
Ring him. G'day, I'm Ron Scott. Did you hear Paul call you Ron before?
What?
Paul.
Paul who?
Paul Brady. He goes, that's right, Ron, he said.
Ron. Yeah. No, it went over my head.
Don, Scott. You,
well, polite.
Ronnie, you wouldn't be able to interview Jordan Belfort because you've had no experience at all, either directly or indirectly with drugs. You wouldn't even know what to ask him. Have you? Have you ever
no,
taken...
No, I would. I'd have a lot to ask him.
What about the...
you've had a lot of experience with drugs.
I said indirectly I have.
Oh, or directly or indirectly?
Did you... I hope I speak clearly, Don. I said indirectly. Did you hear that?
I'm questioning the directly or indirectly. Okay. I'm inferring the directly.
What's that?
The renters.
What about with the what, Rocket?
You know, the renters. The prozzies. There's a lot of those in the movie as
Jeez,
well.
Where's what's your dictionary? Where do I get this word? Me? Where do I get your dictionary with all these words? Positive donuts with holes in.
You speak about me with the with the renters, or you talking about Jordan?
No, he said. Well, the two things that come up a lot in that movie are prostitutes and drugs. Aren't
they? Oh yes. So I see. Yeah, no, I thought you were saying I've had a lot to do. So Don, you
what with prostitutes and drugs?
Yeah. Have you ever been to a prostitute, huh?
Have I ever been to one?
You said you can ask a question to just say answer them.
Rocket, you could ask me any question. Like,
have you ever been
have
a prostitute?
Have I ever had sex with a prostitute?
Yeah.
Let me think about that.
Does
that
mean you don't have to think. You know off the top of your head, it should just come bang like that.
I don't think I've ever paid for sex ever.
No.
Well,
that's not the question.
No, of course. That's why
you
I'm
do
thinking.
Pay indirectly.
Don, handing have over a fistful
in,
of dollars to
have you ever
some,
walked in... To an establishment.
And asked, given some money to a woman to let me look at a woofer.
What?
Well,
no.
More than look at it. You can look at it. That's well, like going to strippers. You've been to strippers.
Was that what? I haven't been to strippers. Oh,
have you?
Yeah, no, I've been to strippers. I've never paid for sex, as in gone in and said, here's some money, just show us your minge and let me just go down.
What?
Let me loan myself onto you. I've never done that ever.
Why don't you just answer the question directly?
Well, I've not.
Sounds like you've been evasive.
I'm being evasive because I understand that you pay indirectly no matter what you do
exactly
with anyone.
Right.
Yeah. You pay indirectly.
Indirectly?
Yeah.
Well, what about directly?
No, never.
Yeah.
Even when you were on the footy trips overseas with all the lads?
Never.
Ping pong?
Ping. Yeah, that's
never.
Right. And they squirt
what
the ping pong balls out of
trip?
The...
What goes on the
crap.
Footy foot? What stays on the football trip?
So you saying that doesn't count then?
What's that?
What might have happened on a footy trip?
Yeah.
You just keep quiet about what happens there.
So you probably have had an experience with a prozzy.
Did you used to run the cravat and stuff when you're on the footy trip?
Yep.
You used to what?
The cravat and everything, you know?
Walking around Thailand
with the cravat.
Yeah, all the other lads are walking around with the open neck trousers, and you've got the cravat and the little
the bowler hat.
What's it called though? That
Homburg
tam o' shanter, and you walk around with spats and fucking vest. Do you know what he did yesterday? He rings me. This is have a listen to this. If this is not the most eccentric fucking person in the world, I'm sitting at home because I've got my leg, and he says, "Hello." I said, "Hello, Don." He said, "Where is he?" I'm up in Fitzroy. I said, "You're in Fitzroy." Yeah. I said,
"You
live in
a kebab.
You live in Mornington." And he said, Mornington, if you're listening to this in Israel, Mornington's about a two-hour drive from Fitzroy. So he says, I said, what do you do? He said, I've come up to buy a vest. I said, what, a high-vis vest or a bulletproof vest? He said, no, a vest that you wear under a suit coat. I said, you've driven up from Mornington to buy a vest, have you? I said, what for? I said, I've got vests. I never wear them. He said, what colour are they? I said, does it matter? He said.
Yeah, I'm after a tweed.
You're after a tweed
vest. I've got
vest.
The name
is
of...
Is this the most unbelievable...
J.M. Bale, Melbourne. They're suit makers. Oh, thank you, Ivan.
They're very top-notch.
Thank you, Ivan, you fucking smart-ass bastard.
Who, Ivan?
No, you two. trying to put an Ivan. Thank you very much, Ivan.
What's on? Have you got a function coming up?
No.
Ivan, you better speak into the microphone if you're going to speak.
Why do you need this vest?
I want a vest.
That's all he wanted. There you go. You got him.
Ivan, you've been champing at the bit for fucking a year and a half to get your voice on. Go on, have a chat.
I've got nothing to say.
Is that Christian Bale? Is that not Christian Bale?
The soccer player.
Christian Bale is an actor.
Oh, I thought he was a soccer player.
What is it? J.J. Bale.
J.J. Kale. J.M. Bale, Melbourne.
Yeah.
Waistcoat, size 44.
You've driven up from Mornington to get a J.J. Kale waistcoat.
No, they didn't have them, so I am now ringing J.M. Bale.
So what's about this? As the Rocket said, you sitting home not fraternising. You've driven up to Fitzroy into a shop
with
and you're criticising him for going out to a dinner.
One other person in the shop.
Oh, well, how did you know that before you got there?
How many shops you go to?
One.
And did you
not? Smart Alec in Gertrude Street.
And then so have a listen. I could do a reality show with you without you even being on it. So he says, do you want a cup of coffee? I said,
no,
yeah.
I asked you for a meal, lunch. What a scintillating meal that was.
So he said, do you want to have lunch? So I said, right. So I give him directions where I live. I said, I live in the street. And
you said the next building, didn't you?
That's right, the next building. So he said, I'm just leaving the city. So I sit there for three quarters of an hour. I sit there and I ring him up. I said, Don, where are you? He said, I've missed the turn off and I've driven over the Westgate Bridge. I said, oh, holy shit, Don, please. I said, fuck. So anyhow, I sit there, and the woman said three times, are you going to order anything? Or I said, no, I'm waiting for a friend. She said, I think you've been stood up. I said, story of my life, Dale. I did call her Dale. She said, don't call me Dale. No, she didn't. And so he comes and I said, now, Don, can I tell you something? I don't want to know. I said, I haven't told you what I was going to tell you. He said, this is absolutely, I promise, as God strikes my kids down. Not that fond of him, but if he does, that's bad luck.
What type of kids you got?
I've got three, one of each.
What a thing. What a thing.
So tell me if this is wrong, Don. Tell me if this is inaccurate. He comes in, I said, you see the thing on your phone where it says maps? I don't want to know. I said, Don, please, if ever we do this again, out of deference to me, could you just type in the address that you want to go to? That's my street. I don't want to know. I can't do it. I said, Don.
Why were you on the West Gate at all if you're coming from the city?
Because he didn't. Geez. He missed the turnoff.
I missed the bloody turn.
There is no turnoff.
Tell me about it. So I said, if you just type in the address on the phone, it'll tell you to where to turn. He said, I don't want to know about it. Don't tell me about it. I'm not doing it. I said, well, that's the end of our lunches and meeting you, because if you can't get there within reasonable time, I said, there's no point doing it. So he gets in. So we get into this restaurant, this little restaurant, and this woman comes out, nice woman, a Greek or Italian woman. Doesn't matter if she's Greek or a woman. It's an Italian restaurant.
Very polite.
And Don says, I want some soup. It's true. He said, I want soup. He said, this is a meal.
You're taking a bit of license here.
I want soup. And she said, yeah, what sort? He said, what sort have you got? And I'm sitting there thinking, this woman will think I've just got this person from a mental institution. He's out on day pass. And he says, we've got lentil soup, hence lentil on my face. I've got lentil soup and chicken soup. And Don says, I'll have the lentil. And she says, good. And what'll I have? I said, I'll have the chicken just to keep him company. So she goes away. She brings it out and Don puts it down. And to Don, I'm making this up. So Don goes, he gets the spoon, he goes, my God, that is magnificent.
It was magnificent, sir.
No, I know.
I took some home.
I know, Don. So he sips the soup and the woman's gone. And suddenly, bang, up he gets and the chair rolls back into the overturns. And he rushes toward her. I thought, Christ, he's going to stab her. And he said, hey, can I say something to you? And the woman's frightened the shit out of the woman. She said, yes, what is it, sir? He said, "That is the best lentil soup I've ever eaten." He said, "I want to congratulate." And I thought, "This, someone's filming this. This is candid camera." And the woman's retreated behind the little bar at the stage. She thought, "This man is a maniac. He's going to attack me." And she's bobbed down behind the counter, and Don's peering over the top, saying, "Can you congratulate the person that made the lentil soup?" And I said, "Don, come back, mate." I said, "Well done, you've congratulated." Three times he congratulated, and on the way out, he said, "Do you make that soup?" She said, "Yes, we make the soup. It's in the refrigerator." He said, "I'm going to take some home." She said, "Right, thank you very much, sir." And we get out in the football. I said, "Never again will I go out to have any meet him at all. He is a maniac, an absolute maniac." I said, "Do you know how to get out of here?" He said, can I drive across the road here and turn right?" I said, "Don, do it. Go anywhere you like, mate. Leave me alone." So that was my week. Day.
It's a good story.
So Don,
you should write a book.
Got any sport?
Got any sport?
Valentino Rossi.
Oh, who's he?
He is the top. He has been. He retired after 26 years of.
Yeah, I saw that.
Would you just say you know who Valentino Rossi is?
Yeah, I saw it.
And he is a 9-time world champion. Yeah. And what a star he was, or is.
To be up so long, to do that sport for so long.
And he had his final race, and this is the point of me bringing this up is, you would love this, Rocket. So what would you do? What would you think you'd do when he crossed the line and all these competitors, they all came round him and they gave him a, and what do you reckon the person filming it, the editor or the producer, had shots of the crowd, had shots of flares going up, had shots of women and men in the crowd, and all we wanted to see was the engagement with his competitors, the people he's raced against. You couldn't believe that people can film sport. How would you get a job? You should go into, Rocket, into a job.
Sports broadcaster.
Sports, you should be a sports coach on how to film and how to cover sport. You couldn't believe they did everything except show
Spain.
Valentino Rossi on his bike. They showed the crowd, they showed the marshals. I nearly kicked the television in, Don.
What did you think of bringing him back to home? What did you think of Liam Jones resigning from playing football? Now, he plays for Carlton. You probably don't realise this, but he's an anti-vaxxer.
Yes.
And he's turned his back on a contract which is between, I don't know, $400,000 to $500,000 a year.
Yes.
For principal. I take my hat off to him.
I don't know why you can't have that choice, Rocket.
What do you mean?
Why you can't have a choice?
A minute ago, he got the shits because I went to a restaurant.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Hey, listen,
I've done everything right, right? And I went to a fucking restaurant and had a meal.
What type of restaurant was it? Rocket.
Apologies.
What type of restaurant?
Apologies.
Oh.
I was a bit worked up.
Oh, I see.
This bloke doesn't want to do what everyone
is
else has
like
done.
Is it like a round hole donut?
You buggering it up. This bloke doesn't want to get vaxxed at all, right? He doesn't want to do what the rest of us have gone and done. And doesn't want to play, and so he doesn't play football. So that's,
but I'd be very critical if he was a carrier. If he, I agree.
How do you know he's not a carrier?
Well, if he is a carrier and spreads the disease, I'd come down on him like a ton of bricks.
Well, but
it is his choice.
But
he's
if
got
he's
to
not
know
vaccinated, he's likely to,
so he's
carrier,
likely to be a carrier.
More likely to be a carrier.
He's 90% whatever it is.
How can you say to him he shouldn't be in here because he's had a quick test thing and you should have told us, and then 1 minute and saying you don't go out, and yet you're up buying a vest up in it's Fitzroy Street.
For an event you don't have.
Did you see? Okay.
You can't take your hat off to it, but I actually think he's been irresponsible to his family and whatnot. Have the jab.
No, but
we've all had it.
But
if you're careful.
Peer group pressure, I've had it. But I've had it, so I don't.
Well, I've had it. Again, I succumb.
What do you look at it?
You do it all the time, mate.
Yeah,
you're an anti-vaxxer, just say it.
I am an anti-vaxxer, and I've had it. So what else do you want?
Explain yourself. Why do you
Because
think
I have, just like he said, succumbed to peer group pressure. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have the vax?
I've used, I have succumbed. I've got great admiration for Liam Jones.
We think it's completely over the top rort, and it's a politicised thing to gain control of your body.
That's right.
You're full of shit.
Hey, Shane Tuck, did you see that Greg Griffin...
Hang on, can we not bury the lead here? You're an anti-vaxxer.
What lead? I'm an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah. Why do you think you shouldn't have to have a vaccination?
I don't believe you. Tell me what I put into my body. I wanted Pfizer. I couldn't get Pfizer for my investigative work. AstraZeneca was the only one, and it gave blood clots.
Yeah, no, there's plenty
but
of
But now
concerns.
I hear that, you know, Rocket? I wouldn't even mind giving that other stuff a go too. I'd go into it a lot more.
He's gone from not wanting it to now he's hooked on it.
Do you remember the conversation?
He wants it up the rectum.
What do you want, Don?
What?
You want up the rectum, did you say? Did you?
He said...
Did you see that Shane Tuck's solicitor, or not Shane Tuck?
We tried to get him on today.
No, not Shane.
Yeah, Greg Griffin.
Oh, you did.
We tried, but he couldn't because he's still going. The case is going. He couldn't do it.
It's going to open a Pandora's box.
Say what you're speaking about in case people are listening Shane on the other side of the world.
What a CTE. They did a biopsy on his brain. He passed away, committed suicide. Did a CTE scan on his brain. And they believe from knocks to the head. But there are a lot of other things beside football that people could... I just think it's going to open a Pandora's box as to the life of the people involved if they go the AFL with regard to football and concussion.
It is tricky, isn't it? Well, Sam and I actually had a half-serious discussion about this yesterday. It's incredibly...
Yes. Tricky.
Ultimately, this is something that we all choose to do.
I agree. That's the other thing. We agreed to play this sport. We know the danger of it. And I don't think we've got any comeback whatsoever.
And how can you hold the current administration responsible for something that's been going on for 100 years?
And how can you quantify how many times you get hit on the head to saying that this has debilitated you later in life?
Mm.
You could get concussed once and then get this pernicious disease later on in your life, and you say, yes, it's because I played contact sport. How do you quantify that?
Mm. Talking about...
If we have sympathy for those who suffer it and have obviously passed on because it's been found out they had it, but there is a duty of care if you do anything in life, and if you're going to play contact sport, it probably goes with the territory a little.
I'm going to make another outstanding statement here.
Outlandish, I think, is probably the word.
Outlandish or outstanding. Outlandish.
No, he said it's going to be outstanding.
All right.
Okay. I was watching YouTube and your man that you admire, your idol, Polly Farmer, his first kick to kick at Geelong.
What's that, Don?
Polly Farmer, YouTube, 1963.
First kick.
First kick at training at Geelong.
First kick at training on YouTube, did they?
Yes, 1963, kick to kick Geelong in front of the old stand. What was that stand called?
Jack Jennings stand.
No, that's the big one, wasn't it? The little wooden one down the end there where we used to sit.
Past
players stand. And I just, there were a number of Geelong players playing kick to kick. I would say those No, you weren't there.
All right.
The players back in that time are far skilled but better kicks than what they are today. They, at their own choice, either kick drop kicks or punt kicks.
Yes.
They were very, very accurate in their delivery. And watching those players kick the drop kick, everything had to be lined up to execute a proper drop kick, which they don't do nowadays. And I would say that those players in that era were far better kicks than what they are today.
That's an outstanding comment, Don.
Outstanding, yeah, that's right. You're going to make an outstanding comment. Outlandish, I think, would have been more accurate. You're saying that YouTube had Polly Farmer's first kick at training. Mm. Gee, that's a precise piece of film to have on YouTube. Who
would have known? Bob Davis was dressed in an Essendon jumper too.
Bobby Davis.
How do they know it was his first?
Fair dinkum, unbelievable, Bobby Davis.
That's how it's tagged. Now, did Bob Davis wear an Essendon Guernsey to training? Long sleeve.
I wouldn't have thought so, Don, but I'll stand...
Well, there, Bob Davis was featured.
All right, well, all right. Well, I'll take that on advisement.
The late Bob Davis.
Now...
You boys wouldn't have watched the soccer, how the Jordan Football Association are querying the sexuality of the goalkeeper from Iran.
Get more information, please.
Well, the female, it was a ladies' soccer game.
Oh, and he's
and they're questioning.
Mark Bosnich is dressed up as a.
Well, they're questioning the female, the goalkeeper for the Iranian side.
So he's a trans.
Well, we don't know, but the question was raised.
By whom?
By the president or the Jordan FA Football Association. Or a representative from the Jordan Football Association.
This, the goalkeeper was signalling as a man, and you think he might have been...
No, signalling
vice versa, with a woman?
Well, they are thinking, they are asking the question.
And would that disqualify them if he was a man playing women's soccer? Would it disqualify them?
Well, I should say, I suppose so, yes. It's an interesting scenario.
I'd take a dim view of it. Now, is that topic on sport finished?
Couple of things wrong. It wasn't his first kick. Bob Davis is wearing a short sleeve jumper.
Sorry, you got the wrong. You haven't got it. 1963.
Well, the Rocket's got it up there. This is good to have him back, isn't it? A beautiful kick. Oh, look, I'm looking at it now.
Doesn't say his first kick. It just says at training. And
we used to do that, yep. Now, did you watch Australia beat New Zealand in the World Cup cricket? No. Well, it was a good effort, wasn't it? The New Zealanders?
They bat above.
Hawthorn jumper, who's that?
Number 10.
John Yates, was it?
No, he's obviously got it off. I think Graham Cooper used to wear number 10 for Essendon.
That was John
Watts. And so did John Kennedy.
There's lots of
Essendon. That's Doug Wade.
Why is all... There must have be a local side.
That's Polly. That was John Yates then, I think, in the Hawthorn jumper, Mark Yates' father.
So if you want to look this up on YouTube, it's under rare 8mm of Polly Farmer training at Cardinia Park, 1963.
So you didn't watch the New Zealanders play. Why does everyone talk about the New Zealanders and sheep and that? How did the general chat about when you talk about New Zealanders? They always say that they liken them, you know, they're very comfortable with amongst sheep. How does that? Is that just
comfortable amongst
sheep?
Well,
you know, they say they have sex with sheep and that. Zealanders. Yeah, but that's that humorous sort of tag that they give
New
Zealanders.
Great producers of sheep. They used to rival Australia in the export of wool back in the
50s. No, but you know what I'm saying.
Seriously lost the plot. Should we finish up?
No, but how does that – why do they associate?
Just because they're well known for sheep. That's all. It's meant to be a joke. They root sheep. Big
that's
deal.
Right. No, that's right. How did that start? Because they have a lot of sheep in their country.
Oh, because that's what they were known for.
Someone was telling me that
they were second to Australia – in the export of wool.
Someone so
they
was were telling them.
Wool, don't shake their sister
this
either.
Is back in the 50s.
What's that, Rocket?
Tasmanians
sure
don't actually
not
shake
sure
their
that
sisters.
That's right.
What about
someone
Tasmanians?
Was telling me that the
well,
farmers...
Well, they're just bullshit jokes that just don't...
Yeah, that's right.
Isolation.
How does that... That's
it's got to do with isolation.
That's like the Irish being stupid. How does that...
Irish?
That's like, you know, the jokes about Australian... Someone was telling me that the farmers in New Zealand these days are wearing kilts. Because the sheep have actually got used to the sound of zippers. Now...
Oh, it's all of that for that. All of that.
I'm not sure if
that
that's...
The whole thing, that's been going for 6 minutes.
I'm not sure...
So you get to that zipper gag.
I'm not sure if that's true or not. But...
introduce your own shit gag.
So... And someone said...
Which book did you get
And then when bloke went for his driving licence over in New Zealand and the instructor said, could you make a U-turn? And he said, no, but I could make its fucking eyes bulge. Now, all those things...
That was better.
Jesus.
Said, look like Kojak's head sticking out of a roll neck sweater. That's how big it was.
What's Kojak's head?
Yeah, you know, Coley was bald and, you know, a roll neck sweater looked like he was
Telly
circumcised.
Savalas.
Yeah, Telly Savalas. So that's sport. Have we got the other sport? Anything else coming up, Rocket? What have you contributed nothing today, Rocket? No, but I tell you what, Ivan. The relationship between the Rocket and the Don has reached a high. The plimsoll line. You know what a plimsoll line is, Don?
That's something on the boat, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's the red mark you can't load water. It any lower than the plimsoll line. Yeah. We've got a high water mark with you too. It's been another.
Have you got one of those on your boat?
I have.
What's going on with your boat?
It's going all right. Yeah, I just can't drive it because I can't climb up the stairs with the
boot
on.
What about the damage you did when you knocked out the other boat and the jetty?
Yes, it's been repaired, Rocket, thank
you. What did
that cost you? It's cost a little bit of money,
yeah. How much?
A fair bit.
Come on, just give us a hint.
No, I'm not giving you a hint.
It's 6 figures.
Oh, 40. Is this 40? When you put it on automatic to park it?
You put it on a remote control.
No, you don't put
remote
it on
remote control to reverse it back in.
That's right.
But he was facing the wrong way.
I don't know what you're standing
in the wrong direction.
I don't know what the Rocket's laughing
at. Hang on. So you've got a thing in your hand like a remote control.
No, it's not a remote. It is a remote control.
Okay, so you're standing on the wharf. I've just got to picture this. Your boat's out ready to come in. You've got off and you're standing on the dock.
No, and I'm standing.
So we've all run a remote control car before, right? You know what I mean? Like a remote with like joysticks and things.
Yeah, like your television.
So you
set.
Would imagine that pushing toward, whether it be a toggle or a joystick thing, right? Pushing towards yourself is reverse.
Yeah, but you got numb little nuts, arrows.
Numbnuts was turned around the other way. He figured that was forwards.
So he turned the remote.
That makes him technically stupid because everybody knows that's reverse. It doesn't matter which way you're facing.
Why weren't you on the boat?
This is like going down to your window at the back of your house and looking out into the sky and there's fuck all out there. It's like looking at the Rocket. There is nothing going on behind those in that brain of his. He says we've all used a remote, we've all driven a remote control little toy car. I will invite you, Rocket, to come onto a 45-ton boat,
forward,
a 66-foot, 45-ton boat, and back it into a space
I'm
where...
I'm not saying it's easy, but I know the difference forward and back.
So if you have the remote control and you're...
Yeah, but if you've got it turned around the wrong way, that's just...
That's correct,
stupidity.
Don.
That's exactly right.
That's the bit that makes him
exactly
a moron.
That's stupidity. Right. If it is, if you have
should
it
have an arrow on, point this way there.
And if you have the remote control turn around the other way, the arrow is completely pointless. So
you know when people have remote control, like aeroplanes, let's call it, right? And they've got them in the air. They go all different ways. You don't go, oh, hang on, does that suddenly mean
so
the
do you drive your. So you sit on the deck and just drive your boat around the arrow?
What's that, Don?
I think it works like that.
What did you say then?
Well, the other two got it. They laughed
at your stupidity. I'm trying to gauge what you said. I sit on my boat up the top and drive it around the Yarra. What's that mean?
You know, with the remote control, it's like a bloody...
No, Don.
The kids,
I drive it in a regular fashion until you go to dock it. The hardest part of driving a boat is getting it back to where you took it from. So to back it into a very narrow gap where your berth is, B-E-R-T-H, where your berth is, you've got to back the boat in and account for the tide and the wind, and that's why you do it by remote control. But if the wind gets it and you push the throttle forward instead of back, which is what I did because the remote was round the wrong way because I'd never done it before. It was my first go at it. And I did.
Forward's forward, back is back. Doesn't matter which way you're facing.
It does, Rocket. That's my point, man. It's forward is not forward if you've got the thing round the wrong way.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to get an idiot for having it round the wrong way.
It's not being an idiot. It's just not being...
If Don did it, we wouldn't hear the end of this.
If Don did it...
He's run his bloody boat up on a sandbar in the middle of the bay. I mean, how big's the bloody Port Phillip Bay and you've run it aground?
He had every like radar and apparatus known to man on the
boat.
Yeah,
and he's still running on a sandbank
in the middle
of the port.
I've never done that ever, Don. Never.
Hit a rock or something.
Yeah, rock, thank you.
Well, it's just as bad, same thing.
You've hit a rock in the middle of the bay. No. I mean, bloody big tankers go down the bay. They don't hit a rock.
I've never hit... Yeah, Ivan, you Skangham, you fucking idiot, Ivan. Don, I've never hit a rock in the middle of the bay.
Well, where did you sink your boat then?
On the side...
The other one.
On the side...
What was it called? Venus?
The Minnow.
No, the Love Boat.
It was called CC Rider.
But in the paper, they called it the Love Boat.
Yeah, what? Well... That's great. As soon as you have a group of people on, some of them
what, on drugs.
A group.
Oh, that's what happens out
a
there.
Group. As soon as you have a handful of men and a handful of women on your boat, it's suddenly a love boat. It's just because, you know, people are out there in skimpy costumes and drinking piss and laughing and chatting.
Well,
and
that sounds like eating kebabs. All the
eating kebabs. Ivan says eating kebabs.
Yeah, there's spit roast going on out there. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, that's right.
So you hit a rock in the middle of the bay.
Not in the middle of the bay, Don. They don't have rocks in the middle of the bay.
Well, you hit one.
I'm positive.
Like you don't know where they are.
I know where they are.
You
but
weren't on a bit of stuff yourself when you're driving that
What's
boat.
What's that, Don?
You weren't sniffing a bit of stuff yourself.
That's correct. I wasn't, no.
Geez, you've become a little bit...
What?
Nasty.
I haven't. Oh, I'm just asking the question.
Yeah. Oh, no, you just worked that out, have you, Rocket? This is how the great warding off happened, because you said, I'm sick of Don, he's such a rude prick, I'm not coming back. And Don said, well, tell him to fuck off, I don't want to...
Told me he wanted me back.
I've worked for a month to get you together.
I wouldn't go to war with you. It's like treading on eggshells.
This keeping this constant relationship on an even footing between you two, and every time it looks like it's going to drift off, I have to rescue it again. No, Don, you're quite right.
You
Rocket. No, that was good. Well done. And
you love it.
Oh, look at you.
Come on.
Righto. Well, anyhow, so Rocket, do you think we've escaped from COVID? Do you reckon you've got it with the rapid test? Because if Don dies for a start, well, that'll solve something, won't it, Rocket? You and I'll... Ivan, could you... if Don gets...
Well, Fordo, you have to wait. We've got to talk to Fordo, because Fordo have to make all this happen.
The doctor?
Fordo?
Do you reckon the doctor would come down for Don's funeral?
He's got to die first.
He might make an appearance via Zoom.
For the funeral. He might give the eulogy from afar. Mm. I've never sang a song with Frank Sinatra, acted with him, shared his stage, nor been a member of an orchestra under his baton. Nor was I there when he won either of his two Oscars, his Emmy, his 9 Grammys on those memorable occasions. We are, however, old friends of some 30 years, and I've risen to my feet today to applaud his blazing artistry at numerous charity performances, raising countless victims for the villains of the world all over the world. This is a tribute to him as friend, not a...
Just crazy about you, baby.